Now we come to Revelation. And I mean, come on, hasn't Jesus done the Jewish thing by now? Aren't we a little past that? Absolutely not. Why is he worthy to open the scroll? Because he has done everything to fulfill what God has prophesied he would do. He has paid with his own blood for the sins of his brethren. I would also suggest to you there is another pattern about to be fulfilled. And it is the pattern of the kinsman redeemer. Now, we won't go into great detail about this. You can read about this in the book of Ruth. But there is a law in Israel that said that if you had a relative that died, another relative had the right to come in and purchase back that person's land so that the land and the inheritance would always remain in the possession of the family to which it was given. It was called the law of the kinsman redeemer. And I would suggest to you that when we see Jesus begin to open the scroll and break the seals, and he comes down here and he begins to clean house, what we are seeing is the law of the kinsman redeemer. Because sometimes if I came to reclaim my family's property and inheritance, well, maybe I had been away for a while, maybe I didn't realize what was going on, and I come back and I've got problems with squatters. There are people who are on my land and are on my possession who do not have the right to it. And one of the responsibilities of the kinsman redeemer was to cleanse the land. Isn't that interesting? It's exactly what Jesus does in the book of Revelation. But notice that the Lamb is a lion. He is the fulfillment of both. And even in the heavenlies, his Hebrew ancestry is still being exalted as relevant. We'll talk about that a little bit more here when we get into the other chapters. There's some things I want to say to you about that. He has seven horns. Horns in the scripture usually are representative of great power and strength. And he has seven eyes. Real quickly, make note of Zechariah chapter 4. Again, a picture that has precedent in the scriptures. Let me just read it to you. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. These are the seven eyes of the Lord which range throughout the earth. Do you realize now why the Jewish rabbis think the book of Revelation is plagiarism? Why it's all stolen material? Because it's all written by the same author. All right? We have seen this before. We don't have time to go look at all that, but you make note of that. Notice that they sing a new song. And what do they sing? They sing, "You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men from God from every tribe and language." What made Jesus worthy? Why could Jesus offer his life? Why couldn't you die for my sins? Because you're just a sinner, just like me. I need a pure sacrifice. Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus have a beard? There's no probably to it. If he didn't, he's not your Messiah. Well, that's just a bunch of self-justification. He's just trying to justify that thing on his face. Why do I say that? Because God told the children of Israel, "You are a holy nation and you belong to me." In what you eat, in how you dress, in how you speak, and even how you groom yourself. And the men of Israel shall not touch their face with a blade. They will be visually mine, and everybody will know they belong to me. Have you ever wondered why the two spies go into Jericho and everybody and their dog knows they're spies? Are these like the worst spies you have ever heard of in your life? Don't notice me, I'm not a spy or anything. How did they know? And you can't hide one of these. I've tried. You walk in and everybody knows. All the way up to the king. My point is really not self-justification. Jesus is worthy because he lived out the Torah, the law of God, without spot or blemish. Folks, when Jesus said, "I am Lord of the Sabbath," that did not mean, "I made it, I can break it." He cannot. If he is a Sabbath breaker, he's a blasphemer, and he's not your Savior. I grew up hearing all my life, well, Lord of the Sabbath meant he made the rules, he can break them. No. A God of holiness and integrity does not make rules and then break them. Amen? We have a God who is trying to prove to us, I am a God you can trust. I make the rules and I play by them. And there's only one who's ever been able to do that, and that's Jesus. And because of his holiness, because of his perfection, he was able to offer himself for us. Which really begs the issue, why do we spend so much time of our lives trying to save ourselves? Didn't I tell you there's some good points of application here? I asked my church in Liberty one night, I said, how many of you know that you know that you know that if you die tonight or Jesus comes back, you're saved? Now, this was the Sunday night crew, you know, the real righteous. You know? And I know some of you are thinking, well, I'm here on Monday night, what does that make me? You're the mega righteous. Not really. I mean, I thought these were the faithful few, you know. I expected the more spiritually mature answer from this group. This is what I got. Well, I've tried to live a good life. I hope so. Tried to live a good, what does that have to do with the blood of Jesus? Folks, you will stand before the throne of God and he will know that fast whether you're his or not. Are you wearing the garments of his son? If you're not, you're gone. And he doesn't put those garments on you because you're so holy. The angel of the Lord did not pass over the homes in Egypt and knock on the door and look inside and do an evaluation of the righteousness of the people inside. He was looking for one thing. Did you believe me? Did you put the blood of the lamb on the threshold of your house? That's it. Period. What does that have to do with how good you are? It has to do everything with how good he is. Amen? You don't have to wait for me to ask for that either, by the way. Because let me tell you something. I believe this, and I will give myself an amen. I will not wait for you. All right. What did I tell you? I told you I was a goob. So I don't know why the Lord called me to do this, but he has a sense of humor.